This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Now then, today, part two of the message we began yesterday from the book of 1 Corinthians. The series title is A Wild Church in a Wicked City. The specific message title this week is Unity Matters from chapter 1. Let it speak to you today as we continue this message. And I found out something I didn't know before this week, that no one in the church at Corinth would have been a Christian for more than 6 years when this was written. Some of you go way back. As a believer in Jesus Christ, some of you go back 20 and 30 and 40 and maybe 50 years plus. And then there are other people in the church family, they're new believers. And there's a mixture here of depth of understanding, depth of experience in the Christian walk, depth of understanding of Scripture. But in the church at Corinth, everybody was new. Everybody was new to the concept of what a church was, because they had only been believers in Jesus Christ for 6 years or less. And it's out of that background that we read from the first chapter, a passage where Paul talks about the necessity of unity, why unity matters in the body of Christ. Why? Because they were anything but unified. They were divided into camps, a multiplicity of camps. I want to give you a little history on Corinth. Corinth was considered one of the wickedest cities of its day. In fact, Corinth was so wicked, get this, that a word came out, he lives like a Corinthian. Well, you know what she's like. She lives like a Corinthian. And that conveyed all kinds of messages of drunkenness and immorality. We don't say that about people. He's a Daytonian or he's a Cincinnatian as a slur toward people. But that's what people would say about the town of Corinth. Listen to what one commentator said. It's really incredible what he said about the church at Corinth. The city had developed an unapologetic love of things and a love of pleasure. It was full of people who wanted to make money and have fun. Though the city in which I most recently pastored, this author says, has many churches and synagogues, it's still very much like Corinth in its value and lifestyle. While lip service is given to the faith of our fathers, most people worship at the twin shrines of materialism and hedonism. What are they? The love of things and the love of pleasure. On the hill overlooking Corinth was the temple to the goddess Aphrodite. Its male and female prostitutes made sexual activity a part of their religion. And they participated in the nightlife of the city when they were not at the temple. If a church planting organization of any church or denomination had been given an accurate description of Corinth, they would probably have listed it as the most unlikely place to start a church. But it was people wanting to serve Jesus Christ in such a town that Paul wrote 1 Corinthians. With that introduction in mind, let's read 1 Corinthians 1, beginning at verse 10. Paul is appealing to the church for unity at Corinth, and he says this, "I appeal to you, brothers, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree with one another so there may be no divisions among you, and that you may be perfectly united in mind and thought. My brothers, some from Chloe's household have informed me that there are quarrels among you. What I mean is this. One of you says, I follow Paul. Another, I follow Apollos. Another, I follow Cephas. Still another, I follow Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Were you baptized into the name of Paul? I'm thankful that I did not baptize any of you, except Crispus and Gaius, so that no one can say that you were baptized in my name. Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with words of human wisdom, lest the cross of Christ be emptied of its power."
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.